It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin Technical College System has a new president for the first time in more than a decade.
Layla Mary Field's appointment started last month, overseeing the state's 16 technical colleges.
Together, those colleges enroll hundreds of thousands of students a year and award over 26,000 academic credentials annually.
To weigh in on some issues in Wisconsin higher ed, Layla Mary Field joins us. Layla, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
You're stepping into this role as president, replacing Morna Foy, who had announced her retirement earlier this year after 12 years on the job. What are your initial priorities as you set out and you begin your tenure as president?
My priorities are really to continue the momentum that we've built in the technical college system. We have a lot of positive growth happening all around the state. We, as you know, we are primarily focused on technical and occupational education, and we are certainly finding that even in a relatively tight labor market, there is solid demand for the programming that that we offer, and we'll continue to work with our employers and our communities to make sure that we're offering the appropriate skills education where they need it and in a format that's accessible.
Solid demand, although enrollment across the technical college system-wide has steadily declined over the last decade. So what is going on there? What do you see?
Well, I think you have to keep in mind that a decade ago, we were still coming out of the depths of the Great Recession when we saw just record demand. We were holding classes in closets and in hallways at that point. So our capacity was really stretched thin, given the layoffs that we saw really throughout our economy during that recession. And then, of course, COVID had a profound impact on higher education. So we did see a significant drop in 2020-21 in our enrollments. But I'm happy to say that in the 3 years since FY21, we've seen growth every year. So certainly, we would like to see a little bit higher enrollment, and at least anecdotally, this fall, our numbers are looking really strong. So I hope to see another year of growth.
What are the barriers for students not enrolling in technical colleges?
Gosh, our students, because we are open access, we serve so many different populations of students. It really varies tremendously. We've seen explosive growth in our high school enrollments through dual enrollment. We're over 62,000 high school students served in the most recent year, which has tripled in the last 10 years, I think. So sustaining that growth is a challenge. We saw a huge drop off during COVID of our incarcerated population enrollments. So we continue to try to build back and provide access for those folks who often need adult education and are really looking to get their high school diplomas and high school equivalencies and then hopefully move on to post-secondary work. We're seeing growth in our English language learner populations as we see refugee resettlements throughout Wisconsin. That's very local. Our technical diplomas and applied associate degrees, though, are holding steady in terms of enrollment. We see solid demand there. I think our students are really looking at the opportunity cost of going to college right now, when, again, the labor market is so strong and we're seeing solid wage growth in Wisconsin. It just raises that opportunity cost. I think we're also challenged with childcare in this state. We lost around 30% of our childcare providers during COVID. I think that's a real challenge for our working families to try to find alternative care for their kids so that they can spend time in class. We'll continue to try to find solutions for those working adults and make sure they understand that we have a wide range of wraparound support services that are waiting to help them.
I want to hone in a little bit on that opportunity cost. In your biennial budget initiative, it says that the median debt for a technical college student graduate in Wisconsin is $10,130. Is there anything that can be done to reduce that debt and limit financial hardship?
Absolutely. We're requesting in our budget request additional need-based financial aid via the Wisconsin grant program. I think that's an important piece. We anticipate having a wait list for the first time in several years for that program. So that's an important help for students who have financial barriers. We're seeing hopefully a little bit of a maximum Pell grant increase this year at the federal level. If Congress authorizes that, they're contemplating a $100 increase. We would love to see that, even at the margins, that can really help students. Something else that we're working on in the technical college system is developing additional open educational resources. We received a $3 million grant in the last state budget to develop free textbooks that are written and maintained by our faculty, and are provided to students at no cost, whether they're enrolled in our colleges or even at other colleges. They're developed with taxpayer funds and they're available to everyone. So, you know, we continue to try to think creatively about how to hold down the cost of higher education. And of course, our system board has a longstanding policy of trying to keep our tuition increases pretty minimal from year to year. We really try to hold down the cost as much as we possibly can for both students and taxpayers.
We're discussing Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges with Layla Merrifield, the new president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. I want to turn to this award from Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Its foundation recently donated money to help create 9 new dental hygienist, dental assistant, and dental therapy programs, expand other existing programs in this area of oral health. What impact will this have on dental care in Wisconsin?
Well, the impact is going to be massive once it's fully implemented. We were really pleased to partner with the Wisconsin Dental Association and the governor and legislature in the last budget cycle. We were allocated $20 million that was really aimed at capital costs to expand the size of our dental labs and clinics on our campuses. Operatories and chairs are just an incredibly expensive endeavor to install and to maintain. So that's going to help us add chairs in the labs, and then we will be challenged to reallocate our operating funds to make sure that we have sufficient faculty who are available to teach those courses. Often those are working or retired dentists who we need to supervise those hygiene courses. But we anticipate over 200 additional credentials every single year will be generated once all of those programs are online. And if you sort of multiply that out to the number of patients that a dental hygienist or a dental assistant can impact in a year, we think it's going to make a real difference for particularly Medicaid patients and our rural populations who often have severe dental workforce shortages in especially our northern counties. As you mentioned, Delta Dental Foundation covered the matching funds that were required of our colleges. Mm-hmm. That frees up local funds that we can put into these operating costs to expand these labs and cohorts.
The legislature created a study committee on the future of the UW system that met over the summer. And in July, someone who serves on that committee said the relationship between the system's 2-year campuses and the state's technical colleges should be reconsidered. What is this relationship like to you?
Well, you know, we're often in the same communities, right? And so mm-hmm. we have worked over time to collaborate as much as was appropriate and made sense for both sides. So an example that always comes to mind is Marinette. There's a UW Marinette campus that's now part of UW Green Bay. And in Marinette, we have Northeast Wisconsin Technical College has a small campus. And of course, they do quite a lot of work with Marinette Fink and Terry Marine up there. But they also have a campus with some pretty good science labs. And so for a long time, UW-Marinette was having their sort of chemistry courses hosted at NWTC, and that made sense for both sides. So there are some opportunities along those lines, but I think, you know, moving forward, you know, I'm looking at models such as the one that's being developed between Waukesha County Technical College and UW-Milwaukee to offer bachelor's completion on the campus of WCTC as UW has decided to exit the UW-Waukesha campus. We want to make sure that Waukesha County has the access to UW-Milwaukee going forward, and we're certainly happy to partner and try to make that a positive development for the community. And again, you know, our goal is always expanding access. And UW is obviously our biggest transfer partner, and we want to do whatever we can to support college attainment across the state, whatever that looks like.
So really filling academic gaps when they emerge or when they occur.
Yeah, and finding ways to serve the community. You know, it's all very local. It's very regional. And so we try to listen to our communities and respond and bring them what they need to the greatest extent possible.
I want to land on DEI, Wisconsin Technical College System. Its board president, Mark Tyler, boasted that the state's tech colleges have a student population more racially diverse than the state's demographics overall. What are your views on DEI in the system?
Yeah, well, you know, again, I'll reference our employers who tell us that a stronger workforce is a more diverse workforce. You know, many of our local chambers of commerce and our individual employers, some of our largest employers in the state, continue to talk about DEI as a workforce imperative. And we view it similarly. You know, in the Wisconsin Technical College system, we've always been an open access system, and we've always had a huge diversity of learners from different racial backgrounds. And as you say, our populations are higher than the state's minority population overall. We disproportionately serve more first-generation students. We disproportionately serve more students who have academic challenges, who have financial barriers. And it's part of our statutory mission to really address those barriers head on and prioritize non-traditional occupations and to make sure that the Wisconsin workforce has equal access to the opportunities that are available in the labor market. So, you know, we continue to think about how we can best serve diverse populations throughout the state, no matter the challenges, no matter the barriers. A personal passion of mine is to implement more universal design for learning principles in everything that we do in our classrooms and in our workplaces, and make sure that we are a welcoming place for folks with neurodivergent learning styles. I think that's something that younger generations are becoming much more aware of and are really breaking down the stigma around that. And for me personally, I would really like technical colleges to be known as neuro-inclusive places to work and to learn.
President Merrifield, thank you for the conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Layla Merrifield is the new president of the Wisconsin Technical College System.